I think that's the only advice, because one of the problems that we now have, because we're seeing serious difficulties at Halifax, which is the nation's biggest mortgage and savings provider, you have to ask yourself, where do I go now? Now, when it's a very small savings company that's in trouble, the answer's easy. You go for something big, there's the flight, you go for quality. Now that there is unbelievably huge number of question marks over Halifax Bank of Scotland, where do you go for quality? And the answer has to be, there's probably three places at the moment. One is national savings. The interest rates are not good because they've actually cut them this week because they're anticipating money coming in. Second one is, say, the Nationwide, which is now the only large building society left. And some of the next tier down, like the Britannia, Chelsea, probably okay. And third safe place, of course, is our old friend Northern Rock, which is the only commercial savings institution in Britain which is guaranteed by the government. and apparently has been seeing a lot of money going in.
We should remember, of course, that in the UK, if a bank does go under, savers' money is protected under the Financial Services Compensation Scheme.
Yes, now that's fine up until the first 35,000. And of course, there's also going to be a problem as to how long it takes to get your money out. And as no one's yet really tested this, the answer is I don't know.
but it might be a long time.
It could. Well, it certainly won't be instant. And this is supposed to be going up, the government has said, to 50,000. The trick here is, as you were saying earlier, is to spread your money amongst various institutions if you've got any worries about any of them. So if you put 30,000, if you have 30,000, say, in Halifax and 30,000 Nationwide, and let's say another 30,000 in Barclays, that's all fine. If you had 90,000 in the lot, or even 60 of that 90,000 in the lot, that's not so fine if one of them goes under. Now, the difficult point here is that what you may think are separate companies are in fact the same. So in the Halifax group, and for which you get this £35,000 per person, if you had 35,000 in Halifax, say, but you also had 35,000 in Birmingham Midshires, which is part of Halifax, then you only get the first 35,000. So you could have, you might think I'm safe with 35,000 in Halifax, 35,000 in Bank of Scotland, 35,000 in Intelligent Finance, 35,000 in Birmingham Midshires, but you're not. Only the first 35,000 of that total would be covered.
What about the effect on the property market? I mean, we know that the housing market slowed down, but I mean, if you were someone thinking of buying a home, I mean, for instance, let's call him Guardian Daily audio producer Peter Sale, for example, thinking about getting into the property market, I mean, should they wait, for prices to fall further, or what should they do?
I think you wait for prices to fall further. And of course, the longer everybody waits, the more they're going to fall anyway. So it's a self-fulfilling prediction. It is a good time to keep your eye on the market and work out whether you've got the larger deposits that lenders will now demand from first-time buyers. But I don't seriously think that the bottom has been anywhere near reached in the housing market. Prices are still, despite everything else, are still unaffordable for most people. If they're unaffordable for most people, it means there's a correction's got to come, and so correction is the polite name for a crash.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday. Guardian.co.uk/audio.